Very fitting that we heard God bless football from Peyton Manning. Peyton, a religious man, but also a very astute man when it comes to the football, almost a second religion to him, the way he operated and prepared for 18 seasons. And just some of the takeaways for you guys. First of all, if you want to hear Peyton's full remarks, you can head to DenverBroncos.com later on. We'll have all of John Elway, Gary Kubiak, Joe Ellis's comments as well, including Peyton's full presser. But guys, just some of the takeaways that you had as far as what Peyton said, some of the moments that stood out for you.
I thought that one of the things that he talked about and got kind of a little bit emotional about was what he was talking about, what he was going to miss. He was going to miss checking to see if the Giants won or lost while he was on the team bus, or talking to his dad, Archie. We'll talk with Archie a little bit later here. But those are some of the moments that he kind of mentioned that he'll be missing. And one thing that also stood out was he said that football isn't just about what happens on the field. It's a relationship business. And by all the people who showed up here today to watch his retirement press conference, he clearly made a lot of relationships.
Yeah, relationships, and really he's been building those relationships for his entire life in football. I mean, he has had a very unique path to where he sits today. I mean, he's basically born into the NFL because Archie was, you know, 5 years into his career as an NFL quarterback when Peyton was born in 1976, and you know, he's growing up going to Saints games and then Oilers games and then briefly for the Vikings watching his dad play. And then when Archie retires, he goes into the booth, and that keeps Peyton around to the point where he even ran some snaps in practices against the Saints when he was a kid. And when he said God bless football, I found myself thinking about just his entire life in this sport. No one ever has more to thank football for than Peyton Manning as far as making his life what it is. And the other thing that kind of got to me was when you were talking about his two kids, Marshall and Mosley, his twins. They're 4 years old, and they were both here, and he was talking about Mosley, his daughter, asking, you know, Daddy, is this your last game? Is this your last game ever? And he was getting kind of choked up about that as well. And I think one of the things that he appreciates most is they're 4 years old, so who knows what their memories of this season are going to be, but they were at least old enough to be there and have those moments with their old man in the playoffs and then again on Super Sunday. That to me probably is going to end up being as big in his mind as just winning the trophy, sharing it with his two kids.
And we've seen his kids around the facility a lot more this year, soaking in the football a little bit. The other thing I thought that was funny from his press conference that we heard was him talking about missing Tom Brady's handshakes, missing the fans even in New England because they were able to get the best of him a few times there. So many great stories about Peyton Manning. Some stuff in MMQB today talking about how there's been so much pressure on Manning throughout his whole career, being the number one high school recruit, the number one guy out of college, and just so much pressure, and Manning constantly came through.
Yeah, and he also talked about the future, which I thought was good. A look to the past, as you said, but he also talked about the future. It was funny because Brandon Stokely was at the first Manning Passing Academy session way back when. So for him to be there and now here with Peyton as he finishes up his career was a cool thing to see. But yet, like you said, you know, nobody's had the expectations that Peyton has had in football because he came of age right when, you know, scouts and rivals and those sites were just beginning, and recruiting was just becoming a big business as far as media is concerned. He came of age during that, and then you think about now, he is, you know, a high-profile quarterback in the Twitter age. So he's really spanned everything. You heard Peyton in a couple interviews this past season. When he came into the league, they were still watching beta tape. That's how they viewed film. So he has spanned eras. He has spanned years of football relationships, like you had mentioned. And I think it was really cool to see all of that kind of come together and take place here today.
Yeah, it was definitely very cool talking about him changing the game. John Elway earlier said that Peyton Manning revolutionized the way that they play the quarterback position. And getting back to what Mace says, how much football and family run together with Peyton Manning, we had a chance to catch up with his father, Archie Manning, and ask him about what role he played in Manning's decision today. We're here with NFL legend and Peyton Manning's dad, Archie Manning. First of all, what did you think of the press conference? Peyton got pretty emotional up there.
Oh, well, I knew he would. He had I'd seen his speech. He'd worked on it, and it's just a hard thing. but he like most things he does, he was prepared, and he got through it. And I thought what he said was meaningful. We were certainly proud, and it was a great day for our family.
He said this was just the right time for him to do this. How much did he talk with you about this, and what kind of guidance did you give him?
Well, you know, I kind of go back to talking about when Peyton did some big decisions he's had to make in his life, and you go back, he's getting recruited by 100 schools, and we felt like he was mature enough to make his own decision there. So I said, if I didn't try to influence him then when he was 17 years old, I'm not going to try to influence him when he's 39 years old. So we were there for him, support, answer any questions he had. Peyton and I last year at the end of the season talked a little bit about retirement. But Peyton's he's pretty good at figuring things out and just taking them, analyzing things, taking some time with it, prayer. Talk to some other people who've been through this. So he does his due diligence, and I think, like he said today, he came to the conclusion, it's time, and that's the way it should be.
He said one of the things he's going to miss the most about playing is not being able to call you, talk about the game. What are you going to miss about him not playing?
Well, we'll just miss seeing him. It was part of our ritual on Sunday afternoon to watch, to either go to a NFL game, see one of our sons play, or stay home and watch both of them play. So it'll be a little transition for us, as it will for him. But we'll count our blessings for the long career he had and the success he had and his parents. You know, we're most appreciative of the type of person he's been and the people he's touched.
More Giants games now, huh?
Well, yeah, we're gonna pull hard for the Giants. I don't want to sound greedy, but we need another Super Bowl there.
Last one here for me. Peyton only was able to spend 4 years here in Denver of 18. What do you think his favorite moment was from here in Denver?
Oh, winning that Super Bowl. I mean, that's number one for sure. But, God, he's got just – I know he cherishes – his time here, his receivers who he loved that year where they just lit it up, you know. But I think the fact that just overall that he was fortunate enough to come somewhere where in the 4 years with him starting at quarterback, they won 50 games. They won 50 games and four division titles and culminated with a Super Bowl. He couldn't ask, like he said today, if somebody offered that to him, I believe he'd have to take it.
Great stuff there with Archie Manning. Our thanks to him for letting us catch up with him. An NFL legend in his own right says that now he's going to be rooting for the Giants a lot more, that Peyton is out of the league. But one thing I thought was really interesting, Mace, was asked him about how much guidance did he give Manning during this. He said that last year they talked a little bit, not so much this year, and he treated it almost the same way as when Manning made his decision to go to the University of Tennessee. He kind of left him alone, let him make his own decision, did the same thing around this time.
Yeah, when I caught up with Archie as well, he said something to the effect of, hey, you know, Peyton's a grown man. He can make up his own mind, and the fact that he made up his own mind to go to UT over Ole Miss, most people back in the South in the early 90s thought for sure he was lock, stock, and barrel going to Oxford. The fact that he made that decision, and it proved to be a very prudent one, that Archie felt he could kind of lay off and let Peyton come to his own decision. But, you know, part of that, I think, also is just it's the father-son respect and Archie knowing that he's done a great job. He and Olivia did a wonderful job raising Peyton Manning and, you know, to make the right decisions, to do the right things by people, and that's what happened. And of course, he came to the decision, you know, late last week. Told everyone on Saturday night. And the thing that was interesting, Peyton was saying that, you know, he didn't do a mass text to his NFL buddies, his ex Colts teammates, his Broncos teammates. That he went and did it one by one, sent individual text messages to all those guys. So I think his fingers. We know that he has the numbness in his fingertips because of coming out of the surgeries a few years ago, and I think probably he took his hands a step further by having all those text messages. But that's just the personal touch that we know about from Peyton Manning. I mean, when he's, you know, always reached out to teammates. Like when guys, when players get drafted, Peyton's often the first one to reach out to him and say, "Hey, welcome. Anything you need, we're going to get you ready. We need you." And that bore itself out in how he informed not only the Broncos, but as many of his teammates as possible on Saturday night.
We know how much respect Peyton Manning has for the game of football. He's, you know, honored to be able to call these guys and call them one by one. I also heard stories that in the past that Manning had written other NFL legends a congratulatory message when they decided to retire. Not sure who's going to write one to Peyton here, but just a very classy touch by Manning, and he was all class up at the podium today too.
Yeah, he was. He went as far as thanking Bill Polian, who was in attendance, Jeff Saturday, Brandon Stokely, guys from the Colts. Stokely, of course, was a Bronco later in his career with Manning. However, it was cool to see Saturday and Polian here today. They didn't have to be here. It just showed a sign of how much respect they have for Peyton Manning. Saturday even getting teary-eyed at moments when Peyton was talking about them going hunting and the bond that they share. And they also took part in the photo, the teammate photo afterwards. So you could definitely see the relationships on full display that Peyton has built through the years with people, and it was great to see that that Peyton had developed such a bond with the city of Denver, with this team, Joe Ellis, John Elway, Gary Kubiak also saying how much the fans in Denver, how much the Colorado community, John Elway referencing Colorado by name, the state, a couple of times, not just the city of Denver, but the entire state of Colorado, how much respect these fans in this state have for Peyton Manning in just 4 short years. So I definitely thought it was cool to see Peyton Manning not only thank, you know, the Colorado fans, the Indianapolis fans, all the communities that he's been a part of, because you think about it, he had said, "I'm a guy from New Orleans, I'm a Tennessee Volunteer, but I'm not going to retire a Bronco, I'm not going to retire a Colt, I'm going to retire a football player."
Yeah, that was a very classy touch there too as well. And another guy that he brought up, Demaryius Thomas, though two of them have become great friends during their time here in Denver together, and we had a chance to catch up with Demaryius and ask him what he thinks about Peyton Manning's retiring. Here with Demaryius Thomas just after Peyton Manning's retirement announcement press conference. A very heartfelt moment in there. How did you think the press conference went?
I think it went great. You know, it was a little emotional because, you know, Peyton loved football so much. And I'm sure if he still could play, he'll stay another year. But it was kind of emotional for me because he became a great friend. You know, I knew Peyton as I was growing up as a kid and never thought I'd get a chance to play with him. But to play with him and also become a close friend and to, you know, him mention me and his retirement, you know, thing, is just a blessing. And, you know, I'm going to miss that.
Is that why you felt like it was important to come back here today and see what he had to say and kind of pay respect to him?
Yeah. You know, I actually got a call from him, you know, 2 days ago. He was like, "You might want to come to Denver." And I was like, "Okay." I'm looking at flights. And I was like, "Why though?" He said, I don't talk to you enough about being patient these last 4 years. You can wait." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll see you when I see you." And, of course, I had to come out because, you know, I knew it was going to be something big. He didn't want to tell me. And I just wanted to show my support.
In his press conference, he said after every time he throws you a touchdown, you say, "Thank you for coming to Denver." Is that true?
You know, I ain't going to say every time, but, you know, probably every game. The part about, you know, I love him, you know, I said that before too. But it was just wonderful because I never thought I had a chance with him. And then, you know, he had all the doubters, and we was able to go out, you know, first 3 years, and last year we wanted, you know, a lot of help from defense, but he was able to go out and put up some numbers people never thought he was able to do, and I had his back the whole time, and, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
What has he taught you about being a pro in this league?
You know, I think the main thing is, you know, is first is working hard, but I just noticed once his first year he got here, we sat in the meeting room with the receivers, tight ends, running backs, and it was just Peyton. And it was something I never kind of did before. We went over the film of what other defenses are showing, what you're going to, you know, look for in the game. And I think that was one of the biggest things because, you know, doing that in the meeting room with him and going on the field, had no choice but to play fast. And I think that's why, you know, we had that year where we went, like, number one offense and then continue to do it because, you know, he had everybody prepared and you knew what to do when you was on the field.
He said that this is a relationship business, not a football business. What's the one thing you're going to miss about not being able to play with him anymore?
Just having him around as a leader, you know, great guy. He made jokes about, you know, stuff people as a player on the team that I wouldn't do. You know, hanging out with him, you know. We trying to go out and, you know, prove people wrong that he can't play, so I'm going to be on his back. But, you know, it's been a great 4 years. You know, I'm going to miss him because I'm, you know, it's not just he's my teammate, he's my friend. And he took me in, you know, I play with his kids. I go to his house, he leave, I'm over there playing with the kids, and he, you know, respect me to do that. So, you know, I miss a lot of that.
So it's goodbye for football, but not goodbye for life, right?
I hope not. He better not leave.
All right. Thanks, DT. I appreciate it. So it looks like Demaryius Thomas and Peyton Manning will continue to be friends. Of course, DT and Peyton kept hooking up for a lot of touchdown passes there, and then they've become great friends off the field. DT looking after Peyton's kids a lot off the field.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Marshall and Mosley Manning would be the most upset people in the world if Peyton and Demaryius Thomas didn't maintain their friendship. I mean, there's a deep bond. Of course, we know Demaryius, he's wonderful with kids. So when you see Marshall using Demaryius like a jungle gym, and Demaryius being more than willing to do that, that's so cool to see. It's, you know, it just also I think tells you what kind of person Demaryius is and what kind of bonds that he can create with people as well. And again, I think having kids real and Manning being able to have them around the facility, I think it really brought out a different side of him too.
Yeah, and then they've had that relationship on the field as well as the two of them connecting for so many touchdowns over Manning's 4 years here.
Well, we heard your interview with Demaryius. He said that, Peyton had referenced in his speech, and you made reference to it too in your interview, the fact that every time Demaryius catches a touchdown pass from Peyton, he says, "Thank you for coming to Denver, and I love you."
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, it was funny to see earlier this week, the NFL Network, I believe it was, tweeted out a photo of all of Peyton's touchdown passes, and the first line, those who have caught the most touchdown passes from Peyton. Obviously, Marvin Harrison's up there. But in that top four slots is Demaryius Thomas, the only Bronco in that top four region for Peyton Manning touchdown passes in his career. So I thought it was really cool to see him develop a relationship with Demaryius, taking Demaryius from a young receiver and molding him into one of the all-time, I guess, elite receivers. He could be an all-time receiver when things are all said and done, but definitely an elite receiver at this point in his career. And Peyton Manning, you can definitely see around the league, he's done a lot for a lot of guys, not only coaches, but also wide receivers as far as their careers. So I think that there's a lot to be taken away from Peyton by Demaryius in the years to come.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Demaryius was talking about how Peyton really taught him how to be a pro, and that's something that we always hear from Peyton Manning is just the standard that he sets when he walks into the building.
Yeah, everyone that was in that locker room that witnessed Peyton Manning at work learned that, okay, I can study a little bit more. I can take that one extra rep. I can stay after practice. And, you know, you don't have to just work during the set times, according to the NFLPA, that you can go to Duke University, like Demaryius Thomas and Andre Caldwell, and several others did over the years, and you can get those extra reps. And even guys who aren't receiving targets, Ryan Harris was talking about that today, how, you know, he was around Peyton Manning twice, of course, on the team briefly, you know, back in 2012, and then returned this year, and even though he was only around in 2012, just in the offseason and preseason, he was able to learn about how to study the game more. And he said he really didn't study the game in the same way. He studied in a better way because he was exposed to Peyton Manning. And we can just speak of so many guys in that locker room. Benny Fowler talked about today. C.J. Anderson's talked about in the past the influence that Peyton Manning had on their ability to study and process and work and raise the bar for everybody. I think it's a big part of the reason why we're talking about the Broncos having the best 4-year stretch that they've had since the late 90s.
Yeah, and like Mace was saying, it's not just offensive guys. Defensive guys also feel the impact from Manning.
And Manning referenced a couple of defensive guys. He referenced both DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his speech. David Bruton was also sitting front row. But we had a chance to catch up with Von Miller after the press conference. And Von has been on, I'm sure you guys have seen it, quite the whirlwind tour post-Super Bowl 50. However, Von explained why he felt it was important to be here today. Vaughn, why was it important for you to be here today?
It was important for me. Peyton, he's had a huge impact on my career, not only in my career, but in my personal life. He was there with me through all, you know, the ups and the downs. It was only right for me to be here for his presser today.
What did it say to you, the fact that you had Bronco teammates here, Colts teammates, guys that drafted Peyton, just so many different eras that he has spanned? What did that mean, seeing that from your side of things?
I mean, it was touching. It was definitely motivational. You know, Peyton, he's played 18 years, and, you know, he kind of took me back down memory lane when he talked about all the coaches that he's played for and all the moments and the memories he's had for him. You know, Peyton, he's done a great job of making everybody with the organization feel included. And that's something that I always admired about him, and that's something that I would like to include in my leadership ability.
What's the one thing that you took away from Peyton, maybe the lasting lesson? I know he's going to be around. I'm sure he's going to be very instrumental and influential in your guys' lives for years to come. But what was the lesson that you took away from him, his on-field presence?
Just the type of leader that he was. You know, right when we got Peyton Manning, we knew that we had a chance to win any game. He created a sense of urgency, you know, here with the Denver Broncos. And it just built and got bigger and bigger every single year after that. And not on the field, but off the field, he's been great too. Like I said before, he did a great job of making everybody feel included, not just, you know, practice squad or equipment managers, but, you know, the janitors and the cooks. He made everybody feel like, you know, they was his number one receiver. And that's a quality that I always admire about him.
Von Miller is a young player, has been through a lot in his career, injuries, ups and downs. He referenced them in our interview. Our thanks to Von again for joining us. But Phil, when we had talked to Von, you could see that the relationship between him and Peyton was deep, and that Peyton was definitely in his thoughts and in his, you know, corner when it came to those dark moments in his career.
Yeah, and we know that Von likes to be the jokester, calls Peyton Manning Papa John. Yeah. We've heard that all season long. And then Von going on his celebrity tour, the All-Star Game, the Grammys, those sort of things. But coming back today to pay respect to 18 clearly shows what kind of impact that Peyton has had on his life. And clearly he's taught him, like all so many players, just how to be a pro in this league and how to and I think it shows the side of Peyton Manning where he's football is so important. Don't waste this opportunity, Von. And we've seen the play on the field from Von.
Yeah, certainly. He's really stepped it up, not only in the playoffs, but even the second half of the regular season. At times it seemed like he had to carry, the defense was carrying the team, and he was helping carry the defense. And the thing that I got from Von Miller this year was just a maturation. And I think having Peyton Manning around really helped that, not only in terms of how to study and how to play the game as we talked about, but also all those years in practice and training camps and OTAs, you're going up against that offense and you're going up against Peyton Manning, who's getting the ball out in 2 seconds. Von Miller had to learn how to get to the quarterback in a quicker time than pretty much anybody else on a daily basis had to see. That really helped him as a pass rusher. I think obviously he had all the natural tools, but being around Peyton Manning and knowing that he had to get his game and his speed and his moves to a certain point to have any chance of disrupting pass plays during training camp, I think that's made help make him the player that he is today.
And Peyton Manning, as you said, Mace, has definitely molded a lot of guys, definitely been there for a lot of guys. And one of those guys that we've caught up with, Emmanuel Sanders, has definitely benefited from Peyton Manning's knowledge and Peyton Manning's advice through his career. A Pro Bowl wide receiver in his own right. We heard from Demaryius Thomas earlier, but Emmanuel Sanders, probably the guy that has spent probably the most amount of time with Peyton Manning since he got here. We are going to hear from him right now. Emmanuel, just your impressions about everything, the presser. Very emotional, but it was great to see Peyton. Very prepared speech. What did you think of his words today?
It was exactly what I thought it was going to be, what everyone else expected it to be. It was a well-prepared speech with a lot of jokes, a lot of sense of humor in it, and it was definitely emotional. I know that this is one of the toughest days for Peyton because he's walking away from everything that he's done since he was a little kid. Even when he was born, his dad was around football. And he's been wanting to be the quarterback for so long, and now he's hanging those cleats up. And I know that it's tough for him, but at the end of the day, how much more can he accomplish? It's sad for me because I want to play more years with him. I'm jealous of the Marvin Harris's and the Reggie Wayne's have had an opportunity to play multiple years with this guy, and I wish that I could do the same. But you know, I'm just fortunate enough to be able to say that I played 2 years with him, and in those 2 years, I went to the Pro Bowl and I won a Super Bowl, and it's a blessing. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. But I know that he has bigger things going on after football. And he's still going to be around football. And I'm sure he's still going to be winning some games somehow, some way.
Does it put into perspective for you just how he transcended teams, years, the game? And did it kind of make you see that, you know, this is kind of an NFL family? It doesn't matter where you play, for how long you play, everybody's connected.
Of course. Of course. And that's what it's about. You talk about the wins with Peyton, and you say everything that he did on the field, but it wasn't what he did on the field that made us win ball games. It was what he did off the field. You talk about a guy that every Thursday set up a steak dinner with the offense. You talk about a guy that set up group chat, group messaging, and would message guys almost all every night about something that's going on in the game plan. And here he is with all these accomplishments, MVPs. He doesn't have to do that, but he treats everybody. I don't care if you're an equipment guy, you media guys, you know how he is. He treated everybody so well, and that brought a family environment. That brought a sense of love around this organization and around the National Football League. He's made people fall in love with him. I mean, from the nationwide commercials, the Colts, everyone around the National Football League loves this guy for what he does on the field, but also most importantly, what he does off the field. And I think that that's important.
That was just a snippet of almost a 6-minute interview we did with Emmanuel Sanders. We only asked him 3 questions, so he really took it to a new level as far as his love and appreciation for Peyton Manning. But guys, you can also, by the way, see that entire interview on DenverBroncos.com later tonight if you want to see the entire 6 minutes. Guys, real quick, Emmanuel Sanders, only 2 years here with Peyton Manning, but it seems like he has got a real appreciation for those 2 seasons.
Yeah, a Pro Bowl season and then a Super Bowl win. I mean, hard to get a lot better than that. And, of course, you remember when Emmanuel Sanders first came to Denver, he called it wide receiver heaven, Manning coming off of his 55-touchdown season. And then Emmanuel Sanders clearly benefiting from the fact that he's playing with a quarterback like Manning, Pro Bowl and a Super Bowl. Not too shabby, huh, Mace?
Yeah, I think it worked out exactly as he hoped it would, and exactly as the Broncos hoped it would for Sanders. Remember, of course, he was the number 3 receiver in Pittsburgh, and there was some question whether he could make the transition. Of course, he did, and when you have a quarterback like Peyton Manning, he made a lot of guys look good. Of course, 186 career wins, tied for first. If you include postseason, it's 200. It's first by himself. He passed Brett Favre, of course, in Super Bowl 50. That was his second Super Bowl win. That puts him among 5 quarterbacks all time to win multiple Super Bowls, and he's the only one to win them as a starter with 2 separate teams. 71,940 yards, of course, it's the most in league history. You know, I don't know if it's a record that's going to stand for all time, but certainly he raised the bar there. 5 MVPs. He's 2 ahead of the nearest nearest player. That is one that I think may be very tough to beat. I think he might have that record, or that standard, I should say, for a long, long time. And 14 Pro Bowls, first all time, tremendous. It tells you how deeply he was respected by his peers and his coaches, because they comprise most of the voting. And we could go on and on about Peyton Manning's numbers. And I think one of the things that really sets him apart, it's not just about the eye test with him. I mean, you can tell from watching him over the years how great he was. And I think you could tell at the University of Tennessee that he was going to be a great NFL quarterback. But it's the numbers plus the eye test. You know, whether he is the greatest ever, that's going to be a debate that's going to rage for a long time. But between winning Super Bowls with 2 separate teams, elevating 2 franchises, having the individual records, having all those team accomplishments, for my money, he's the best that ever played.
Mace, one of those things, a lot of people can have a great season here or there. Manning, to be able to do it over so many years, 18-season career, just to be able to play at that consistent level is truly amazing. Okay, guys, let's try and wrap up this show here. Matt, what was one thing that you're going to take away from today as we honor Peyton Manning?
I think just the appreciation that he had for the game of football. It was his life's work. He had mentioned that. I think we're going to see Peyton Manning involved with football for quite some time, for years to come. But I think that the love that he showed for football was shown back to him today. I think you saw it with the people that were in attendance. You saw the tweets. You just saw the outpouring of affection for what this guy was able to do, not only on the field, but also off of it in the community. I think he was the complete football player and a great representative for the NFL.
Mace, what something that you took away from today?
Well, it wasn't just the emotion, but even on a day like today, when he was reflecting, he was looking ahead. He was talking about the chapters that are next and how his football playing life set him up for opportunities that even he may not be able to conceive of at this point. You know, maybe it's broadcasting. Maybe it's running a team. Maybe it's some combination thereof. You know, who knows what's in store? What I think we're all pretty certain of is that this is the end of his playing career. This is not the end of his football journey. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Yeah, football has been his life for his entire life, so he'll have to find a way to scratch that competitive itch. And one thing is for sure, it's an end of an era here for the Denver Broncos as Peyton Manning exits his football career, and we just want to say thank you so much. I think for all of us, it's just been such an honor to cover Peyton Manning. So for Matt Boyer, for Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Maloney, and that's been Broncos TV Live's coverage of Peyton Manning's retirement.
Peyton is one of the best ever to play this game. Our goal, rather, has always been to win Super Bowls. And Peyton gives us a chance to win another world championship.
I'm very excited to begin the next chapter of my playing career for the Denver Broncos. But I could tell that Denver was committed to winning, and I'm glad that they wanted me to be a part of it.
Peyton throws one more pass. Got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with a touchdown, and there's the record.
Coaches, everybody, really the team accomplishment, I'm just proud to be a part of it. Man, you guys are great.
Backfield, three-man rush. He bounces around and throws. DT is there. Are they going to say touchdown? Touchdown! Demaryius Thomas. Move over Brett Favre and make room for the new king.
Obviously, it's a special night. Just keep it going, man. I'm honored to be your teammate, man. I appreciate you guys very much. We'll break it down.
And you'll hear the roar.
And the crowd is letting them hear it. They are happy to see him back. He's just such a legend in the NFL.
Peyton bounces around. He throws. Daniels is there. Daniels with the catch. Touchdown, Denver. And Denver's got the AFC Championship.
There's no question when you play in a Super Bowl that you are playing for your teammates. You're playing for the Broncos organization. But I also feel that you're playing for your family. I'm proud to be playing for a lot of those people.
Thank you very much. Go Broncos!